is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Everybody, welcome. Welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. This is the timing of this show is so perfect. It is so very perfect. And I'm going to tell you why in a minute. Why chemicals cannot heal with Doug from Amulite. Doug Godkin from Amulite. Let me tell you something. I want just to say to all of you out there, here's the thing. Whether you go online and you hear or see something that you like, if you want to just call them, just say, Dr. Pat sent me. That's all you need to tell them to get the special pay it forward we're doing. And you go to Ameo Life, A-M-E-O Life. That's what y'all wanted me to spell for you today. And you just go there, but you can call them and you could see everything there because we're going to talk about that. But today's show is not so much about that. It's about the idea of foods and products. And we got a lot of science to share with you today. So fun. Food and products. What is it about food and products? The things that you like put in you, put on you, whatever you do with you. But what have we learned about them? And what is it about them that now, in the world now, our parents didn't have to go through? Our grandparents. You see, if you go back and in the history of the planet, you don't have to go back very far to get to the place where this stuff did not exist. You really don't. And there are some countries where it doesn't exist, but it does. And I just want to start by saying this, and you're going to hear from Doug. I got a friend who lives in a house. They've lived in it for a long time. Husband passes away. And a development comes in, and they're like taking of the whole area above. Now, that used to be farmland. And you read the Department of Environmental Protection, the DEP, you read the reports, right? And the reports say, you might be concerned about this. There might be, oh, but by the way, this is farmland, probably pesticides, fecal matter, right? You read all that. And you think, okay, that's all right. But then you realize this particular place is on a 14 to 16 elevation and you are downhill. You are downhill from the rain. You are downhill. You're downhill. So like stuff that goes on up there comes downhill. Why am I mentioning this? I live in the state of Washington. And what are we, the king and queen of apple growing? Did I just say that? I think it's true. And we have a lot of places like up there we grow. So what is it we're learning about chemicals? What are we learning about chemicals in laboratories? What are we learning about the fact that if you're trying to heal, there are things getting in the way? Now, I will say two things. One is, once upon a time, the standards were much greater than they are now. But here we are. What should you know? What foods and products contain chemicals? You're like, what? Doug, right? What? But I mean, just that one scenario. I mean, water runs downhill. So let's just be clear. Water runs downhill. And if that water runs downhill, and that just this one example, it runs downhill and it goes through. I'm just saying, let's call it farmland. Whoever you all are at the bottom of that. So the question is, know your environment. Do you know it? And do you know what the environment is putting in your food? And do you know what you're taking in your food? Do you know what is happening with that? And Why are people complaining that when they open a box that they've gotten with something they bought, it smells bad? Doug, where do you want to go with that?
Well, yeah, you just painted quite a picture there. And you know what? I think we're going to be able to simplify the conversation for the people listening, because there's an endless supply or an endless array of chemicals out there. And to try and be an expert on all of them, well, you and I both aren't old enough to be that person yet. But I think if we bring it and we make it a smaller conversation, and one that's easier for people to understand, is what we have to realize is our human body was never designed to absorb, use, or assimilate chemicals, right? And I'm not going to play doctor or scientist here, and I don't want to overstep, you know, what my pay grade is, I guess is the best way to say it. But it's common sense. If we look at the destruction of health, if we look at, you know, how people are getting sicker, right? And there'll be people that'll say the other argument, well, people are lasting longer. And in a lot of cases, yeah, lifespan is up, but is quality of life up? No, not whatsoever. And it, as much as we do see in many cases lifespan longer, we also see illness earlier, right? And we see quality of life completely deteriorating. And why do we see that over the last particularly 50 years is we've seen this complete onslaught of chemicals coming in through the foods and then chemicals coming into the body through the prescription applications that are given to people to combat the problem that they're having with the foods in the first place. So it's this vicious cycle. And I think that the audience of people that are watching your show here probably understand, you know, all of the politics and all of the leveraging that goes on behind with these companies and this whole system. But so if we look at it, you know, we see an absolute nefarious attack on the body, and then the body not able to respond to all of these substances mm-hmm. that are going into the body. So we see an increase in sickness. Yeah. That's pretty easy sort of to wrap it all into one box.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to hit people up with a little bit of science. So those of you out there and those of you that are monitoring this, I'm going to say Doug and I are not doctors in that way, but we want to be very clear that when we talk about things, and especially me, I pull up research. So I want to tell everybody, go to Silent Spring Institute. It's a research in environment and women's health. It's called Silent Spring. Now, I'm not saying women are the only ones affected, but what I love about this website, when you go, what you're looking at, this group of people are dedicated to innovative screening approaches that allow us to scan large, I'm reading it from the website. So it just everybody, this is large numbers of chemicals and predict which ones are likely to increase breast cancer. So I'm just talking breast cancer. But this is a viable and a funded research site. It's one of so many. Why do we need it? See, that's the question you have to ask. What is it that has science and research and organizations like this and foundations like this getting funded, doing hard science, I mean, hard empirical science, and saying we have and they have a list. Did you know about this list? So the science, don't you think, Doug, is somehow catching up with the history of what people have gone through? To your point, yeah, we're living older. But if you read the statistics on disease, you will find that the older are not the only people getting sick.
Yeah. Right? I was talking to a former professional football player this morning, and you know, we've been helping him and some of the people in his ecosystem of people with some different health ailments that they've been challenged with. And I said to him, I said, I bet you everybody that you know is suffering from something that they're taking a medication for, or something that they're trying to better themselves in that they realize is happening within their body. And he's like, you hit it on the head. Like, everybody I know has something. Like, there isn't one person I can think of in my whole world around me that doesn't have something that they're not struggling with. And it's like, wow. And if we look at the common denominator of how people are living and what people are doing and putting into their body, it saddens me, because nobody wakes up in the morning and says, I want to make myself sicker.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Nobody does. But the problem is these companies and these products and these substances that people are putting into and onto their body are doing that. And I really get mad at the marketing of the industries that really lie to people, I guess is the only way that I can say it. And I'm going to pick on cosmetics for a minute, if that's okay. So we see a hand lotion here, right? Probably everybody knows who this label is. And, you know, when you look at this, if I'm an average person looking at this label to buy this product, because I'm just looking for a hand sanitizer, I see dermatologist recommended, right? I see fragrance free. I see it has oatmeal in it. Like, all of the things on this label say, hey, this is probably going to be pretty good for me, right?
Yeah. The big print, right? Bigger print.
All of it. It looks organic. Like, so somebody's probably buying that saying, I'm going to grab this brand and this is probably a smart choice for me, right? So let's tear this apart for a second. Dermatologist recommended. That just means that somebody paid a dermatologist to recommend it. And they probably paid about $250 for some low budget doctor to do so. And I flip it over and I look at it. And this is where we're going to talk about chemicals here for a second, is I look at what the ingredients are. And, you know, we've got glycerin, number one. We've got chloride. We've got isopropyl palmitate. We've got cetyl. We've got alcohol again. We've got dimethylene. Like, it's just alcohol again. Like, there is nothing in this but alcohol and sodium. And what is this doing? It's just getting absorbed through our skin when we take this, and it's going straight to our livers and our kidneys. So the very, very last ingredient on here is oats, which means it's actually the least amount of product that's in this product. It's the smallest amount of ingredient. So every ingredient above that and in this is going to have a nefarious effect on the body. It's going to irritate our skin. It's going to crack our skin. It's going to rob the biome of our skin. Like, all of these alcohols in there are going to destroy all of the good and bacteria, so leaving us more susceptible to having illnesses come in through our skin, right? And we know that the skin is our largest organ, so, you know, it's also our largest part of our immune system. So we've just, for the time being that we've used this product, just actually wiped out the whole biome of our skin. So our whole protection. And this, we wonder why we're getting sicker, right? You think about every day, the average life of a person is they get up in the morning, they brush their teeth with what? Chemicals, right? And on your toothpaste, the first thing you see on your toothpaste, on the back of it, if you swallow this, contact poison control. Wow. Okay. That's number one.
Exactly.
Then they finish brushing their teeth. And then what do? They normally rinse with this mouthwash. Once again, contact poison control, alcohols, and just a ton of chemicals in these mouthwashes that you can't swallow. And even though you can't swallow it and you're going to spit it out, when you take it into your mouth, it's still getting absorbed into the body, right? So that's just the start of the day. Before you've walked out of your bedroom in your bathroom in the morning, probably two steps, then you've washed your hands with some chemical soap, right? Washed your face with some chemical soap. So what I'm saying here is we have to just start to identify what it is that we surround ourselves with on a daily basis. And that those, all of those substances, day after day after day after day, start to just destroy our body as they get into our body, and our body starts to reject them. I've been rambling there.
Yeah, but no, you're absolutely right. And let me just get very specific here. If you, you all do your own research and go out there, but what Doug is saying, I want to back this up. When I looked at the a study came out in July 21, 2021, actually it came out. And the study identified, like a real study, science, 300 chemicals in many in consumer products that can increase breast cancer. Now, I'm going to stay with breast cancer for a minute, but it's not just breast cancer, because they're talking about carcinogens, period. And when you go someplace and you get the chart, like they got the charts in here and everything, right? And then they link to another study. Why? Why are people like this organization, if you want to ask me who they are again, just go. They're one group that I pay attention to. They're called Silent Spring Institute. And I like them because of their science. They tell you how they identify the chemicals. They tell you how we're exposed to them. And so, Doug, what you just said, okay, can I just recap? What you just said, they go through and they say, yes. And most people will say, Doug, I'm not around that. And I love that. Wait a minute, you are around it. Household air and dust, drinking water. Then there's consumer products. Then there's what's in your body. I'm not even talking about like rugs. I'm not even talking about like furniture, like what's on the rugs. Let's look what. But once upon a time, this wasn't our landscape. And it's not that long ago where this wasn't the landscape. Now it's our environment. And unless you're like my friend that has a great place up in Pennsylvania in some big like 400 acre deal over there, right? Just decided to just go back. Every day we're taking it in, every day, every day. Our body doesn't get a break, does it? Where does our body get a break, Doug?
It doesn't. And you know, just as you were talking there, I was thinking the picture that you've got in your background. I'm like, there's no crisscrossies in the sky on that picture. What's going on? Because I don't know if, about you, but when I'm here at home looking down towards Seattle and looking up in my sky, you know, it's not that clear anymore in the sky. It's just a
we happen to be having a really beautiful day. Like if you were here to see how beautiful today is, it's like amazingly beautiful today. That's right. Great. But you got to remember where I come from too. I come from born in New York and New Jersey.
Right.
You know, I grew up with a dad that drove a trunk, and I'm not a truck. I'm not going to mention the company's name. New Jersey is known for tomatoes. There's a fabulous scene in The Godfather, and it's the only one I want to point to. And it's the one like where Marlon Brando is going to die, like where he dies. And there's a great scene. It reminded me of what my childhood experience is about, because my dad had a trucking company and he would carry products from South Jersey, the home of the tomato. Everybody will tell you that's where the tomatoes, the best, come from. But I remember this, and there's this scene where Marlon Brando has got this metal can and he's squirting the tomatoes, and then he squirts the kid with it. It's classic. It's like, what do you think he's squirting them with? Because there was an era in time where that is what we did. And in, not just in the can, but in airplanes. And I remember that like it was yesterday. And I will admit this. I mean, okay, I'm going to admit it. Myself and my sisters, this is like the stupidest thing I've ever done. I'm about to say it. And I can't believe I'm going to share this on air. When we went down to Vineland, when we went down to Jersey, where all these tomatoes were, some strange reason, we loved going outside when they were spraying the tomatoes because we loved the smell of it. What? But that's how ignorant we were. I mean, we're not doing that kind of spraying in this country anymore. But we're not really talking about that, are we? We're talking about all the 5 million other ways that almost everything we touch has some chemical in it.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we talking about that? I mean, you just gave two examples, but I encourage everybody out there, when you go buy something, just read the back of it. You can make a decision whether you want it or not, but just turn the label over. If you start to read words like ziodide, benzodide, diodide, like anything like that. But we so want the quick life. We so don't have time to make oil and vinegar dressing anymore. Is that part of the problem, Doug? What is the problem? What do you think the problem is? Do we have to just keep talking about this like until people like say stop?
I think people need to take more initiative of their life and really adopting a clean lifestyle is a choice, but really start to pay attention to how they're feeling and that the things that they do, consume, engage their body with are going to have a positive or a negative effect, right? And we're the generation, if we look at the generation after the boomers, right? The boomers, were right after the war, and we look at what's happened over the last 80 years since World War II, right? And we look at everything that's happened with the Industrial Revolution, but just after World War II, the world just kind of went like this, right? And I mean, that's when the highway system came into play. That's when fast food came into play. That's when big grocery chains, and I'm going to say big corporations started. But everything happened in a fast-paced environment. And the world's just been speeding up in this fast-paced environment ever since. And when we look at that, we look at everything that's been introduced to what we, and I'm not giving any of these companies a hall pass that have been poisoning us, but if we understand the lifestyle, then we understand what generates decisions that happen around the lifestyle, right, as well. So, people and consumers have been faster paced, right? It's just the hamster, the gerbil on the wheel just, runs faster. So with that, we need to just stop for a minute. And the only one that can stop is ourselves as individuals. And I'll say I was running on that hamster wheel as fast as I could as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I made myself extremely sick as a result of it. So
the things
that I'm talking about here aren't me saying this is how somebody should live their life. This is coming from changes that I've made to be my own guinea pig and not just change sort of how I live, but almost gamifying a bit how I live to say, okay, a lot of this has to stop. And when we start to look at where we spend our time, because you just talked about oil and vinegar dressing a few seconds ago or a few minutes ago, and
yeah,
well, we don't have time to do it. Well, we do have time to do it. What we do need to do is we need to spend less time on this.
Oh my God.
Right? We need to spend less time watching Grey's Anatomy. And I'm just picking on Grey's because it's filmed in Seattle or, based in Seattle. We need to, if everybody just took half an hour a day off of this stupid thing, and for those that are listening, it's the cell phone, half an hour a day off of the TV, and just took that half hour extra a day, mm-hmm, and paid attention to making their own meals,
yeah,
and engaging in the products in their home, and just use that half hour a day. And I'm saying start with half an hour a day to say, what am I going to do to start bettering my life? And that half, mm-hmm, hour can then start into an hour. And all of a sudden, you divorce yourself of the things that were taking away your time. So rather than throwing a microwave dinner in the microwave to quickly sit down and eat and watch TV because you don't want to miss your episode's going to be there later. And you're probably even going to find that it doesn't even matter what it was anyways. And so that's what I've had to do, and I'm speaking personally, is I've given up watching TV. You know, I'll still watch it a little bit here and there, but it's not important in my life. I realized the shows I was watching, that kind of stuff, makes no difference if I watch it or not.
Yeah.
But taking that and investing that time back into cooking, back into what I purchase for my kitchen, and thinking about a week's worth of meals. Now that's way more fun to, you know, put my headphones on and listen to something productive and cook and do some positive exercises, let's say, and take in an hour that I was watching TV, and that now hour now becomes time in the gym, right? So I'm working on that side of it. All of these things, it's all in where we place our time, where we place our energy, that are going to have a positive or negative effect in how we live.
Yeah. Here's what I love about you. You said, we're going to take a short break and we'll come back. What's been really difficult, at least for me, but I'm like you. My body was not well for 10 years. Thank God to Dr. Darvish, Dr. Ronnie, and the people that helped me. Oh my God, Dr. Chen, my acupuncturist. I mean, I happened to be in Seattle. I happened to be in a place that has the holistic mecca of things. And once upon a time, and maybe even still now, you had doctors that were bringing in the best of the best of what they knew and how to do it. Dr. Darvish, by the way, was one of the first in the United States to bring in the on-demand machine, which is an amazing German machine. But here's what I want to say and talk about when you come back. See, when we look at the news and we read reports, they pull an isolated thing. Like they'll pull a thing. They'll talk about da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? This thing. Now we're starting to see smarter science. For example, you held up a hand lotion thing. Parabens. I just want to say the word. Like, it's a P-A-R-A-B-E-N-S. It's called parabens. And there was a study that came out in 2015. And it was very clear about this study in parabens. Now, here's what the study says. It says, look, the way we're studying parabens, if we just study it alone over here, you're going to get some information. But when you take a look at parabens, and I want to leave everybody this, and we'll talk about this when we come back. How much parabens might contribute to breast cancer risk is unclear. But listen to this next. See, if you get somebody doing a study that goes beyond just the test tube, although parabens are known to mimic the growth effects of estrogens on breast cancer cells, some consider their effect too weak to cause harm. That's the lead investigator. And then he says, but this may not be true. Wait for it. When parabens are combined with other agents that regulate cell growth. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. Do you even know? Do you even know what's in the thing? Does that thing in the thing you're buying, the paraben, is there something in there that you may be taking? Is there something you're taking because of this other thing that gets your cells all jacked up? See, that's what we're learning. Let's take a short break. When we come back, what are some of the things Doug's going to help us? What are some of the things you should be aware of? If we could give you three of the top things and said to you, would you consider stopping 1, 2, 3? You're going to hear what Doug's are and you're going to hear what mine is. And I got to tell you, one of them was hard for me to do. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. We have got talk radio for all of us.
Really, thank you for blazing the trail for women in talk radio and just being such an inspiration to me and so many other people. What you're doing is so awesome. And, you know, without people like you there to like really step out of the box and go for it, I don't know if someone like me would have ever ended up here, but I'm so happy to be here. And I just want to thank you for everything you're doing. You're one of my major inspirations.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnutsonSpeaks.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Do you feel stuck in a system that seems broken? Are you longing to have meaning in your life? Tune in to Banking on Burlesque, the propelling point of change with me, Lana Montrese, every fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Navigate into a world of sparkle, wonder, and a lifetime of magical change as you discover a way to heal that you never thought possible. For more information, visit LanaMontrese.com. That's LanaMontrese.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Doug, look, we kind of got a little bit intense about this because Doug and I both, you know, we have seen what has happened from our own personal experiences and behaviors. Of course, one of the hardest things for me to give up was my microwave, but I did. Thank you, Mary Jane Mack. And, you know, part of this is just understanding there's a better way. Do I miss it? Not in a minute. I don't. Because what Doug talked about is so important. Do you know how long it takes to make Italian vinaigrette? And let me just be very clear about it. You make it and then you let it sit, right? It takes less than 60 seconds to make it. Just saying. Now you could get all fancy and stuff and you can like maybe get some fresh herbs. You can do all that. We just need to keep in supporting each other. Doug, before we keep going, because now we're going to have a little fun. I want to get from you, like, I know what the dirty dozen is, according to an EWG pesticide survey. And by the way, when I went into the site, I couldn't even get in the site because the site is wanting me to take a survey because guess what question we're still asking the public? Should the EPA, I don't want to laugh. Okay, stop laughing. Should the EPA ban toxic pesticides? Why are you asking me that question? Doug, how do people find out? Talk about Amio, how do they find out? And let's just give people a sneak preview on what you guys are putting in your products for a minute.
Sure. I'm one of the founders of Amio Life, where we make health supplements and, you know, chemical-free, toxin-free. And here's what I believe, and I'll just make this super sweet. I believe that our bodies are divinely created, and I do not ever want to play God in how we formulate our supplements. So what we do is we take all of our ingredients as they are from the earth. We don't mess with them. We take them how they were naturally inspired from our planet and get those into the human body. And we make a line of silver products, probiotics, multivitamins, soaps, the cleanest label of soaps that you'll ever see anywhere, 100% organic infused with silver. People can find us at www.ameolife.com, and they can call us at 1-800-422-8148. And we just, there's a lot of, and I was on another show this morning for this, there's a lot of companies that say they're supplement companies or they're healthy or whatever. It kind of goes back to the story with the hand lotion earlier. You can say that you're healthy. You can say that you're clean. But you know what? I challenge all of the different supplement companies to actually prove it on their supplement facts panel. And to anybody watching and listening to this today, whenever you buy a product, whether it's a food, whether it's an anything, and I'm just talking from a supplement manufacturer standpoint here, never buy the front of the label. Never buy, you know, the cute fancy pictures that, you know, want to give you a hug. That's just marketing. Whenever you buy any form of product, flip it over and look at the supplement facts or the ingredients of that product. And if it contains, and you asked about the Dirty Dozen here a second ago. For me, I don't have a Dirty Dozen because I've got a Dirty Million.
I know. I try to keep it simple.
and the dirty million for me is when you flip a product over, whether it's a supplement, whether it's a food, whether it's a personal care product like a lotion or a shampoo, and if there's ingredients on the back of that that you can't read or that are a sugar, an alcohol, but I'll just keep it even simpler that if you can't read that ingredient, then that's not a natural ingredient. And put that product back on the shelf and go to the one that has the ingredients that you can pronounce. Yeah. That's the best advice. So when I come back to our deal for a second, you can pronounce all of our ingredients. There's no fillers, there's no substances, there's no toxins or anything. Like I say, our company's AmioLife, AmioLife.com. And that's our goal, is to do whatever we can to help the body heal naturally and give the body what it's missing, so that our products aren't going to heal the body, but what they're going to do is they're going to give the body what the body's missing. And so I just answered two questions. That's who we are. And there's my Dirty Dozen in there at the same time.
Thank you. Now, look, I'm a little smiling, and it's not a laughing matter. It really is not. But I realize how naive I can be sometimes, Doug. And during the break, I was telling you, I went to a website where you take this survey and you're going to get the guide, and I have the guide. But I'm going through and taking the survey, and I'm like, what? So let me tell you. Okay, so let's just do a couple. Thanks for signing up to the EWG 2023 Shopper's Guide. Thank you for these people for even having this on here. They go on to say, that's a guide to pesticides and produce, which I'm going to get to you. But they say, can you take a quick survey on toxic pesticides? And I consider myself kind of fairly, I don't know, like maybe I know about 10% or something. Should Congress ban harmful toxic pesticides? I'm like, what? I mean, why is that even a question? This is my brain now. I'm like, are you saying that they don't? Okay, keep going. Are you outraged that the EPA has failed to take action on toxic pesticides like chlorpyrifos and neonicotinoids? Yeah, okay, I am. I don't even know what they are, but I am. And then they go on as it, without these pollen bees, they're killing bees. They're killing them. And they go, and they ask, are you concerned? And then they go to, what about atrazine? A pesticide so powerful is banned in Europe and can turn male tadpoles into female frogs. What the bleep, Doug?
It sounds like there's a little bit too much of that one going on in society today.
But I don't even understand that. I mean, I don't even... Do you understand how DNA changer? And they're asking us here in the United States to fill out a questionnaire. Okay, I know it's shocking. I don't know where y'all are with your stuff, but it's asking us to fill it out. And it just, it, this thing goes on, please. I thought I heard it all. That's what we're putting on our produce. And it's allowed in the United States. And I got to tell you, I'm going to claim ignorance. I didn't know that. Did you know all that about any of that? I mean, let's talk about the Dirty Dozen for a minute. What did you have to give up when you got clean? So, you know, there's clean, like clean and sober. But we're talking about like when you had to go clean on like your food and stuff. What was the hardest thing for you to say, I'm not going to do that one anymore?
Soda pop was a big one.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Potato chips. Beef jerky and pepperoni. And we were talking about carcinogens a few minutes ago. And, you know, bacon is another one.
Oh, I'm working on that one, Doug.
And it's, you know, it's like, man, like all of these things that we've just grown up to love that have been staples in our livelihoods, right? And you know, some people are with or without pork kind of thing, but, you know, I was always a bacon guy. I grew up on a dairy farm. So, you know, this was a part of life. And so, and, you know, like the doctors have told me I'm a diabetic. I'm not saying I'm a diabetic, but the doctors have told me I'm a diabetic, right? So I've been working really hard to say, I'm not going to take, you know, I've got a prescription of metformin and stuff here somewhere on my desk. I haven't taken it forever. And I'm just working through taking care of my body on a natural journey, you know, without that. Because, you know, I'll tell you, when I take that medication and I took it for a while, holy, did that ever beat the daylights out of my body.
Oh, my gosh.
Horrible.
Oh.
So it's, have I had to give stuff up? Yeah, totally. But I embrace that. And it's like, for everything I give up, I find something better that's natural, right? So where I've given up the soda pops, and I mean, part of what was, you know, I'm going to say, before I had that labeling of diabetes, I was an absolute sugar addict. And I could drink, you know, 10 cans of soda pop a day. And part of it was, you know, that is the illness, is your body is just give me, because it's not getting it, you know, it needs it. So going off of that and then giving your body the natural, and, you know, I would much rather have a glass of water with a lemon squeezed in it than a can of soda pop. You know, I just the other night I was out for dinner and I'm like, you know what, just for the heck of it, I'm going to have a glass of root beer. And it's been a long time now, you know, since I had that last, and I had a couple sips. I'm like, what did I ever like in this? It was disgusting. So it's looking at all of this, it's looking at all of the foods, and it's looking at everything and saying, okay, how can I do this better naturally, have fun with it, so it doesn't feel like a punishment? Because I know a lot of people feel that when they make that switch from the foods that we love to the natural, it's like, oh, you know, I don't want to eat that stuff, like it's, you know, full of all of this or that, or, you know, it doesn't taste very good. I say to anybody, give it a try, because once you learn to play with spices and once you learn to play with different cooking techniques and that kind of thing, I mean, you can make a natural meal taste so much better than something that's come out of a box or a package.
Yeah. You know, I'm an optimist. And here's the thing that I've become a little bit more aware of based on what you said. I mean, I get my urges and cravings too. There's no question in my mind about it. And, you know, I am doing my best for an 80-20 rule, because it was so important to me. You know, when I was not well and I didn't know why I was not well, my cells stopped working. But if you remember the story I told earlier about standing in a tomato field underneath an airplane that was dust in the field, you're like, okay, nobody said don't do that. But here's the thing we don't know. I think at some level we trust, and I'm going to call it our government. Now, in the United States, we have the Food and Drug Administration, but I just want to share this with people because this is eye-opening for me. This came out July 11th of 2022. Our food should be nourishing and safe to eat. And so I'm not going to read the whole article, but this was really the eye-opener for me. It said, but more than 10,000 chemicals are allowed in foods sold in the United States. Some are direct additives, such as preservatives, like butylated hydroxynsolenol, whatever, BHA.
That's probably good for you.
And BHT, and they're intended for processed food. Other so-called indirect additives, like heavy metals, contaminated food during the process. But here's the thing I didn't know. About 99% of food chemicals introduced since 2000 were green-lighted for use by food and chemical companies, rather than properly reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. I didn't know that. Many of these widely used chemicals are associated with major health harms, including increased risk of cancer, developmental harm, and hormone disruption. And by the way, all of y'all that are monitoring this podcast, go to EWG. That is an organization, Consumer Guides, scientifically tracked organization. And they go on to call it a loophole. These substances end in what we eat thanks to a legal loophole that allows foods to be classified as generally recognized as safe. You want to? Can I tell you the loophole I found the other day when we're testing this water that's coming off of this farm and we're testing it for pesticides? It's the same loophole because it passed a standard in the state of New Jersey. And that standard in the state of New Jersey is the standard that we're talking about here. See, isn't that why we're educating people? Because as educated as I think I am, I forgot about this. And by the way, you guys, go to the website. It's EWG.org, and you'll see they list them. But let's talk about the dirty dozen for a minute. Now, are any of these heartbreaking to you that you're like, wait a minute, I can't give it up? Okay, can I go through them? Strawberries, spinach, kale and collard greens, peaches, nectarines, apples, grapes, bell and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, green beans. I switched to organic because I was not going to give some of them up. They're in everything. We're using these in juices. You know, when you go to get the container and it says, oh, this is strawberry juice that's doing your ice cream, or you see what I'm saying? It's not just the fruit. It's all the things that fruit is used for, and it's not organic, and they're saying don't eat it. Now, you want the good news? I'm telling you, I'm glad avocados wasn't on that list. But there are other things that they're saying, okay. Avocados, asparagus, mangoes, sweet potatoes, mushrooms, cabbage, watermelon, right? Ice cream. No, it doesn't say ice cream. Don't we have to get educated though? And then, you know, for me, I couldn't do the whole thing at once. I had to slowly do this. Isn't that what you and I are saying? Except when I realize if I keep doing it, it's going to cause cancer.
Totally. And you know, like you're talking about organic there. I was reading an article last night, and I can't remember the name of the company, but the Bill Gates Foundation has just been approved. He owns a multitude of food companies, but this one had a lot of people up in arms. Is one of his new food sprays for vegetables and fruits has just made it past the organic board that they can spray it on organics now. And I mean, the chemical compound of this was just, I should have saved this article with doing this today, but it was just, it was like, oh my goodness. Like now even our organic foods are going to have this coating sprayed on them. And people were talking about, they can't get this coating off. Like if we look at non-organic foods, a lot of times, you know, we can wash our vegetables and our fruits in certain things. And, you know, for instance, and this isn't a sales plug, but I used silver to wash it to get a lot of the stuff off. I'll put it in the sink with the water. Whereas this is such a powerful coating, you can't get that off. And it's just like, wow, like these guys are just infiltrating these chemicals every way that we can. You know, one thing that we can do, especially this time of year, and I'm supporting what you're saying here, but if we shop the farmers markets this time of year, we can actually talk to the people that are growing these foods and ask them, how are you growing it? What are you using? Are your fields chemicalized? If so, what are you doing? And almost interview the people that you're buying your food from. And that was going back to what we were talking before the break, was, you know, taking our time away from the TV and the cell phones and stuff and reallotting our time to the things that are going to make our lives better. So what I do this time of year is I reserve Sunday afternoon to be the day that I actually cruise around Sunday afternoons to the farmers markets and the different farms and shop for the week. And, you know, if I got to drive over here to get a head of lettuce and drive over here to get my bell peppers and drive over there to get the eggs, and it actually turns into fun. You get to put on some good music and listen, and it's a good day to have your self-checkout day or your time with your spouse. I found I love it, and it's productive, but the quality of the food that we're getting is just amazing, and it just puts you in a good place.
Yeah. I got a question that came in. Let me answer it if I could. I want to tell you what the reference is that Doug made to Bill Gates. All you have to do is Google it, and especially read the article by Associated Press. It's AP News. And the headline is "Post Presents Safety of Protos Protecting Solution from." I'll spell it. If you say it, you want to say appeal, but okay, capital A P E E L. And if you go look at this, this came out in April 18th. Everybody, just Google it and read the article, because it walks you through what Doug just said. You know, it walks you through exactly, like, spray it on there. It's going to last 3 day longer. But there's science in here. And what people are doing is they are looking at all the products that are coming out of this, what do you call it, the spray. Mm-hmm. And you just need to get organized, because when the AP News comes out and says, blah, 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 misrepresented, you got to read something. But I'm not even sure that there's going to be a label on these things. Are you? Or, you know, like warning, da 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 da, like that.
It won't have a warning, but it'll be somewhere. You'll see it in the packaging. Like, there's so many of these different things that don't show up, and this is where we're doing our research to find these things, because they get relabeled. It, you know, it's not going to come across as a peel spray on a label, but it'll probably be, you know, masked as another product, right? Just like what they've done with sugar. You know, everybody thinks sugar-free is sugar-free now, but what they've done is they've just renamed sugar into 100 other things that people think, oh great, I'm getting sugar-free, but they're actually getting more sugar than they were with the sugar substance, because they've just relabeled it. So that's, we could talk all day on this stuff.
Well, I mean, I think this is important, really. And that's why we're talking about it, because you and I decided we were going to do a whole series on things that we have gotten educated about, and we're still continuing to educate ourselves about. But this is like a new thing now, right? And many people are not going to know about this new thing. You know, the only reason that we're talking about it is because people are looking under the hood and they're saying, wait a minute, let me, what are you saying about it? Now you're starting to get debates about it. You know, debates are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
They're healthy. And, you know, I did a series, it had to be about 10 years ago, because I found out my family heritage is wine. They were wine growers in a part of Italy, right? So I did a series on this, because, and I brought on the organic wine company, and I did a whole series about this, because I had so little knowledge about what happens in grape fields if the wine is not organic. And that entire series was to talk about how the grape root is absorbed. It was so fascinating to me. And I wouldn't have done it if I wasn't not well. But then I learned, it's not just wine. It's the idea of something that has 4 to 5 to 6 byproducts that you don't even know about. And what choice can you make? Doug, thank you for today. Isn't what you're doing to help people so they make an informed choice?
Each small step, each small decision matters. And just the last thing I'll leave before I knock off here is, don't ever think that you can't do it, and don't ever think that the road is too big. 2 years ago, I thought that same thing, and it kept me, you know, held back for too long.
Yeah.
And just start making one little decision each day, and before long, you'll look back and you'll say, man, my life is going so much better.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, True confessions be it. Thank you. Can you give out your website first, though?
Yeah, Ameo Life, www.ameolife.com. And even better, give us a call direct. We love to talk to our customers.
You guys are great.
1-800-422-8148. And we just want to be that little company that cares and really is a part of helping people their healing journey.
Yeah. And you do. I got calls back from your folks. It's amazing. The last thing I want to say is it's a journey, everyone. I mean, there is obviously one thing I haven't given up yet. I'm still doing my research on it. Shame on me. It is hard for me to give up my barbecue grill. I'm just true confessions, Doug. It is like Jersey barbecue. I'm working on it. I only do it a little bit now. The messages start somewhere. Doug, thank you so much. Sierra, thank you. All of you, please just pick one thing. Get educated about it and make a change. We'll see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.